Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. On today's show, we're taking a look at Armed Lutheran Radio, part of the Self-Defense Radio Network. You can find their website at armedlutheran.us. And normally we listen to random podcasts that are chosen by my co-host. But if somebody goes out to podcastrodeoshow.com and clicks on the Fiverr button, they jump right to the front of the line. So while I go dig out episode number 74, why don't you take a second and listen to this.
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
All right, and from their iTunes listing, it says, explore the intersection of faith in Christ with our Second Amendment rights, offering commentary, news, and reviews, featuring weekly tips from trainers, masterclass shooters, and outdoorsmen and women, plus interviews with Lutheran clergy and other pro-gun voices. That's what we're getting into today. And episode 74, well, it sounds a little something like this.
I dropped acid and God spoke to me. Said, dude, go buy a sword because I want to hang out with the transgressors.
Didn't expect that. All right. This is not your grandpa's faith podcast. I'm digging it so far. Talking starts now. Nope. All right.
Bringing you law, gospel, and guns. Welcome to Armed Lutheran Radio.
Yeah! All right. And the talking starts now. I'm tired of this, Rick.
Welcome to Armed Lutheran Radio, a show about faith, firearms, and freedom. We talk about the natural right of self-defense and what God's Word has to say about guns and gun ownership. I'm your host, Lloyd Bailey, the Armed Lutheran. And this is episode 74, brought to you by Cook's Holsters, American-made custom Kydex holsters with a lifetime warranty and a 100% satisfaction guarantee, cooksholsters.com.
Nice and quick. Well,
thank you for joining us again today. Hope you had a great week. We got a great show for you today. I sound a little froggy. I'm tired. Sergeant Bill and I just got back from the Oklahoma State IDPA Championship, which was sponsored by Cook's Holsters. We had a really good match, had a lot of fun, gave out some Cook's Holsters gift certificates and some swag, met some really great people. It was another good day for Team Armed Lutheran.
Nice
Sergeant Bill finished first place CDP expert and
nice.
Was CDP division champion. He also finished sixth overall. I finished fourth place SSP marksman. Shot the match with the Janik TP9SF Elite. I will have a review on that gun next week on
That's
the show.
That's what I would have used.
It was just a great match, great people, a lot of fun. Even tried my hand at the pistol caliber carbine side match after the match was over with while
How
we were waiting for awards and scores. It was just
All
one
right.
stage. I'd never shot this gun before. It was fun. It's the second straight year shooting a sanctioned match at the United States Shooting Academy in Tulsa that I finished fourth place and brought home a trophy.
Nice.
Interesting.
So you're the real deal.
Coink-a-dink there. Anyway, we got a fun show for you today.
Yeah, you said
We've
that.
We've got content from all of the cast members, Aaron Israel, Sergeant Bill, and Mia Anstein. Plus, we've got a really bizarre video that we're going to dissect in Clinging to God and Guns with Pastor Bennett today. All that stuff is coming your way. Stick around. It's right after this, right
Ooh.
Here on
All
Armed
right.
Lutheran Radio.
Because we've already had one commercial.
Well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
With those words, our founding fathers changed the world. They launched an experiment in freedom, where common lawful citizens are free to speak and gather and worship as they choose. But first among those freedoms is the one freedom that makes the rest possible. For 130 years, we've worked to preserve freedom first. I'm Wayne LaPierre of the National Rifle Association.
Hi. This is Reverend Ken Blanchard, also known as the Black Man
with
the
Gun.
And you're listening to my friend and brother from another mother, the Armed Lutheran.
Okay. Odd placing for that.
It's time for this week's self-defense tip from Aaron Israel of Fundamental Defense.
Okay. Is this the main thing?
Hey, folks, this is Aaron Israel with Fundamental Defense, here with your personal defense tip of the week. This week, I want to talk to you about some good takeaways from the London Bridge vehicle and stabbing attack, and a thing that I wish we would stop saying as gun people in the gun culture. I'm going to start off with the second thing. Everybody, every time there is a tragedy in a quote-unquote gun-free zone, which would be all of London and most of the places where terrorists target because they are soft targets, right? They say the only way to stop a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun. That is the mantra that I see posted over and over again anytime one of these massive public attacks happens. And it's not true, so we need to stop saying it. I'm going to tell you why. First off, it's false on its face. There are lots of ways to stop a bad guy with a gun.
All right, so we are 5 minutes in, and I don't know that we hit anything about basement dwellers, bongs, and bad theology. Now, the other thing is you have what I call a double introduction. You have the woman at the beginning say, welcome to the Armed Lutheran podcast, where we talk about law, gospel, and guns. And then you come on and say, we talk about faith, firearms, and freedom. It's kind of like, well, okay, I kind of got it the first time. Don't know that we need the second one. And not that that's a big deal, but I'm just letting you know you're kind of like, okay, I got it. The music to me, tighten that up a little bit. I would think, especially if I was a regular listener to the show, as much as I loved it because I'm a big metalhead, I think if I was a regular to the show, I'd be like, look, can we, instead of spending 30 seconds going, bah, 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 like, okay, let's, you know, let's bring in the next thing. Keep the show moving. The NRA thing, because to me, I'm like, okay, cool. I just sat through a commercial. So you did the intro, you kind of let me know what's going on. We got all things coming from all four members of the squad. Okay, cool. And then you play a commercial. Okay, fine. Quick and easy, by the way. Nice commercial. Got in, hit your points, and got out. And then you go into the NRA thing. And this is just look, I'm so not a gun guy. I'm not anti-gun, but I'm like, to me, I'm like, when I see somebody shoot a deer, and again, I'm not a PETA person either, but I'm like, I don't know. Just to me, I'm like, whatever. You shot a big dog with antlers. So I'm not a gun. I'm not anti-gun either. I mean, whatever. So to have the NRA thing kind of like, this is our right. I don't know. I guess that's kind of like saying the Pledge of Allegiance. But to me, I'm kind of like, do we need to play that? Because I'm pretty sure anybody listening to your show is pretty much down with the NRA. So maybe that's just like the Pledge of Allegiance. I'm like, is that really necessary? Do we really need to? Okay, and if so, do we need to play it right up front? I don't know. To me, I'm like, let's get to the content. Let's get to that content. And then, and this is something I've changed. When I first started, I call this the milk and bread method. I grew up, I worked in a grocery store. And of course, the milk and bread was towards the back of the store because that's what everybody came in for. It's what people ran out of. And you're hoping that they're going to pick up some cookies and some meat and some produce on their way back to get the milk and bread and then get out of the store. I used to do that. But if you think about it, if you watch a newscast, what do they have? Their top story. So they lead with their top story. And then you get to the sports and, you know, the squirrel riding a water ski or whatever it is later. So whatever the best topic is, I would get that one first, then maybe go to the NRA thing in between a story. But I would try to get to some beef stuff. Now, the other thing I liked about You did kind of a chit-chat thing at the beginning where my voice is a little groggy, and the reason for that is I just got back from this thing. And what was cool about that is you did a story that, yeah, you're kind of bragging on what you did. Well, you should. You're like fourth in the nation. That's cool. But it also established you as like the real deal. And just about the time I was kind of like, all right, enough of the bragging. You were done with that. So it was a cool way of establishing your authority without kind of being a weenie about it. It was kind of cool. And again, about the time I was ready to move on, you did. So for me, I like the intro. It definitely, man, within the first 5 seconds, I knew, okay, this is not your typical, you know, we're not quoting King James here, I don't think. So I did like that. I love the intro. Great energy. Tighten up the music a little bit for my, and again, this is just my opinion. And just get to that content quicker if you can. Now, the thing I tuned out of with the guy saying, don't say we need good guys to have good guns or whatever it is. That again, to me, and again, this is from the outside in, I was like, really, you guys are talking to me? I would think that's like a given for this community, but maybe not. Maybe that's the whole point. You're getting new people into this industry, meaning the gun world. And so these new people that are joining, they're getting interested in this. Maybe they need to hear these things. So like, hey, quit saying this. So I get that. I guess I just, you guys kind of had me excited. We have a really exciting show. And then, I don't know, I didn't hear anything really exciting. But again, I'm not your target audience. That doesn't mean it's bad. I'm just not your target audience. So you can always go out to podcastrodeoshow.com and leave a comment on the website. And it's funny because as I was listening to this, I'm like, you guys need to know Ken Blanchard, who is my brother from another mother. And one of the funniest men on the planet. And lo and behold, there he was. So thank you so much for listening. Now, the other thing I always like to point out is if you want a full review, like I could have dug into your MP3 file, checked your ID3 tags, given you a review on your website and said, wow, it's pretty cool that you have a lot of sponsors. It actually does look pretty nice. And we could have gone into your flow. And of course, I'd be doing this with my buddy, Eric K. Johnson, who is the podcast talent coach. And if you're interested in getting an absolutely top to bottom review of your show, not just the first 5 minutes, go over to podcastreviewshow.com and sign up today. And next episode, well, at this point, it's going to be a random one unless you go out to podcastrodeoshow.com, click on the Fiverr button, and sign up. So this is Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com reminding you to enjoy your ride.